my love for Tom Brady. But
yeah.
Here's the thing. If you can hold Aaron Rodgers to 65 yards passing, and they're not really great at running the ball, and you have chances to get in their red zone, and then you back up with penalties or you turn the ball over, you're not going to win. You can't beat Aaron Rodgers by giving him more chances, and you can't beat the Green Bay Packers or any elite team like we've seen, the San Francisco 49ers, the Atlanta Falcons, the Chicago Bears. You can't beat those teams by making a, you know, plethora of mistakes. And that's the biggest difference between the lines right now. Mm-hmm. It's mental mistakes and physical mistakes.
And I think you're definitely onto something there. I think there's a lack of maturity to the team right now, and they just don't have that professional quality they need. I think there's another big problem right now, and I think this goes right up to the coaching staff and to Jim Schwartz himself. It's a lack of discipline. We've been seeing that. Basically, we've always seen that with a multitude of penalties. It doesn't matter who the coach was or who the players were. We always seem to be showered in yellow flags. But it seems like it's gotten worse this season at a time where it should be getting better. And there's two ways to look at this. The first way that I think Lions fans really latched onto early in the season, especially after the Jim Harbaugh, Jim Harbaugh, Jim Schwartz situation. Sorry, got a lot of names running around. That was a mess. But I think it was almost like Lions fans wanted to paint themselves as the 90s Cowboys or the 80s Raiders, where it was like...
Or the Detroit Pistons, the bad boys.
Or the Pistons, yes. They wanted that. They wanted to be the enigma. They wanted to be this team that didn't follow your rules and didn't like your rules and wasn't going to play the way you wanted them to play. And they wanted that, but I don't think it fits them. I don't think it works for them, and I definitely think we saw on Thanksgiving with Ndamukong Suh that it's a lot more trouble than it's worth to be that team, and instead they should find that quiet professionalism that the Patriots have always had, or the Steelers have always had this decade. I think that's the persona they need to identify with, and that needs to come from Schwartz and from Mayhew, and I don't know, maybe even from William Clay Ford if he's, you know.
Let me ask you this.
Wait.
Who on the Lions starting 22 is really a bad boy, is a, you know, Michael Irvin, Deion Sanders kind of guy. Calvin Johnson, the guy barely utters a word. He's a complete professional. He's a complete class. True. Stafford says the right things all the time. Okay? Kevin Smith, that guy, the only thing he's worried about is working hard and enjoying time with his son. Period. Nate Burleson talks trash, but that guy is one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
And very charitable.
Yes, exactly.
So
Kyle Vandenbosch, complete class. Cliff Averill, Corey Williams, Steven Tolick, are you kidding me? Nothing. Justin Durant, who? Louis Delmas? No. We don't have... Ndamukong Suh is the only guy on this entire roster. Love him to death. Love his game. But here's the thing. You got to reel it in, big guy. You can be aggressive. And I completely understand. There have been penalties. If you look last year on his push of Jay Cutler. He pushed Jay Cutler in the back, a completely legal play, got penalized 15 yards, got fined, I believe, what, $5,000 or $15,000, okay?
Yeah, he did get fined, I don't remember the amount.
Yeah, I think it was 15, but anyway, point is this, okay? It's sort of like the Shaquille O'Neal effect in the NBA in the 90s. They'd never seen a physically gifted athlete like him.
Mm-hmm.
He's so powerful. The Ndamukong Suh was so powerful, and there are times, in which he gets penalized based on the fact that he's just stronger and faster than we've ever seen from that position. But, there are also times where he picks quarterbacks up, whips them to the ground, stomps on people, does things that could be misconstrued as dirty. Do I think that Ndamukong Suh is a dirty player? No, I don't. He's a defensive lineman in the NFL. Give me a break. They're all dirty. If you all want to call him dirty, in the trenches, you want to talk to some people about what they've experienced in a pile?
Yeah, I seem to remember seeing Michael Strahan during the pregame show bend his finger sideways. I don't want to know how that happened, but it gets rough down there. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
But yeah, I agree with you. I don't think he's a dirty player. And that's the weirdest thing is when you're talking about guys like Calvin, guys like Matt Stafford, who always say the right things, Sue always says the right thing.
He does.
Except for the one interview where he basically denied that he was trying to stomp on the guy. That was terrible, but
not national TV, but
as a PR major, he's after my own heart. The kid knows what he's doing. He's savvy as hell, and I almost think this on-field thing is a bit of an act. Like, he's trying to create this reputation for himself, this James Harrison reputation, this young Warren Sapp reputation that maybe doesn't fit him the way he wants it to, and he's almost forcing it. And maybe that's just me seeing what I want to see, but I don't think Ndamukong Suh needs to play that way, and I almost don't believe that that's just the way he plays. I think there's some sort of a facade to it.
Yeah. Ndamukong, I got a tagline for you, buddy. You want to rep your PR. Suh, be you. Plain and simple. Be yourself. You're a nice guy. Okay, be aggressive on the field, but don't be overly aggressive. Suh, be you. All right? Now, last thing here. This team, it's basically, for lack of a better phrase, falling apart. Okay?
I agree with that, unlike
most people that cover the team, I cover for NationalFootballAuthority.com if you want to check that out. I cover them every week. I'm not hitting the panic button because the Lions' last five games, not in order, of course, New Orleans, Minnesota, San Diego, Green Bay, okay, and Oakland. Now, I feel like, number one, New Orleans is a winnable game. It's going to be tough, but it's a winnable game. Not a guarantee. Minnesota should be. San Diego should be. They can go to Oakland and win. I think they can do it. I think they can do it. Green Bay, they may have lost already before they get to the last week of the season, and they may be resting starters at some point. I'm not sure how they're going to approach that.
Right, but you can't count on that. You've got to face Green Bay like you faced them last week, and that's going to be a tough game to win. But going into Lambeau, last game of the season, it's going to be tough, but that is going to be a test whether the Lions are in the playoff picture or not. And I think it's going to be – I mean, I agree with you that there are winnable games on the schedule. I think they're kind of knee-deep in it for next week with the Saints, especially with Suh out and with Drew Brees playing the way he's been playing, where he almost wants, you know, to remind people that he's still there.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I almost get the feeling, and I hate to think of this way as a fan, but the way I look at this team, I almost think it'd be better if they missed the playoffs because it's going to redouble their efforts. It's going to not so much reward their inconsistent and their undisciplined play, and it's going to be a better teaching experience for them as a young team to miss these playoffs, come so close, and have to really knuckle down for next season, then for them to back their way in and then maybe rest on their laurels a little bit. And that comes down to leadership again, too.
The Lions can't back their way into the playoffs this year. They can't do it because here's the thing. They have to win at least three, if not four, out of the last five. So I feel like the best learning experience is coming together as a team and saying, hey, listen, everyone thinks we're done. Everyone thinks we're out. Okay? Atlanta has a tiebreaker over us. Chicago has a tiebreaker over us. Let's remember something here. Okay? The Detroit Lions were 5-0. They played against decent teams to get to that 5-0 record. Okay? Now, they played poorly against the Atlantas, against the Green Bays, one of the games against Chicago, against San Francisco. But all of those games were in reach.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes.
I know people will say that the Green Bay Packers completely dismantled the Detroit Lions, but I want you to think about this. The stop play, okay? That was on fourth down. They had stopped Green Bay, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You minus four from that final score, that's 24, that's 23-15 with minutes to go left in the game. That's a one possession game, okay? Even after all the things that they had, they would have had a shot. They would have had a shot. I'm not saying they could have stopped Aaron Rodgers, and would have, should have, could have. The point is, in every big game they've played, against the San Franciscos, against the Atlantas, except for that just awful, awful Soldier Field performance, they've been in all these games with these big teams. The difference is they need to finish. They need not turn the ball over, and they need not to do that, and it starts Sunday night against New Orleans.
Definitely got to agree with you there. I think we're running out of time, so let's close this up. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
I'm Alec Frost.
And I'm Doug Sears, Jr., and you can find this on gcmag.org.